This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Now, you may have been introduced to tonight's guest through his work as the lead vocalist of Atreyu. Now, get ready to get to know him in an all-new, brutal way with this new band, I Am War. Their debut album, Outlive You All, is in stores and kicking ass now. Alex Varkatsas, welcome to Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be had.
Now, Alex, first of all, congratulations to you and your bandmate Brandon on the release of I Am War's Outlive You All. It is so intense, so brutal. I mean, you guys left it all on the field, so to speak, to use a sports comparison. How cathartic was the recording of this album for you?
It was great. It was super cathartic. You know, I was kind of pent up coming towards the end of the Atreyu going on break and everything like that, and I wanted to write an aggressive record, and I wasn't going to have the outlet, so I decided to make one. I called up Brandon, and it just some evil, angry magic happened.
That's one way to describe it. I mean, here's the thing. On I Am War's Outlive You All, most of the songs clock in at or under the two-minute mark. Now, this is about a half to a third of the length of the average Atreyu song. Did you find yourself fighting the urge to add more parts to the songs?
No. That was one of the prerequisites. Was when I talked to Brandon about the project, we kind of had a stipulation that none of the songs are supposed to be over 230. I think maybe we have one that's almost 3 or maybe 230, but everything's under that, and it was on purpose. We don't want that. There's plenty of bands that do that and do that well, and that's not the intent of this band.
Well, it absolutely slays. Now, let's talk about some of the songs here. Starting with track one, Don't Worship A-Holes. We have to say it like that, FCC and all that, you know. Now, did you guys have anybody in particular in mind when you were writing that?
Lately, with what's been going on in the U.S. political system, it just seems like everybody's lying. Like, whether the current leader is, or the dude who wants to be leader, or the leader before, everybody in power just seems to abuse it and is corrupt, and just it seems like we're being just led by a-holes at every turn. So it was just kind of a vent on that.
I think you've assessed the U.S. political situation very, very astutely there, for sure. Track two actually has my favorite title on the entire album, Uninvite Me to Your Facebook Party. Now, Alex, what bothers you more on Facebook? Pictures of what people are about to eat, or the nonstop flood of political propaganda that we were just talking about?
Oh, man, it's a toss-up. It's either that or the self-picture. Like, I know what you look like. I don't need you to take a picture of yourself and post it to your Facebook. I know what you look like.
Especially the top-down duck face. That's the classic right there.
Oh, God. It's horrifying. Yeah, that song is just tongue-in-cheek. It was just, you know, that's been a polarizing song title that people think we're serious. Like, you know, this whole band is like, we're serious, but we're seriously just pissed, tongue-in-cheek, like venting. And I was annoyed with Facebook. I'm annoyed with Facebook as it is, that I have to use it to run my business, that I have to use it to promote my bands. Like, it's weird for me. And
now, you guys are actually working on a video for this song.
Yeah, I think we're just in the finalized, where they color it or whatever video magic mumbo jumbo happens. That's beyond me, but it's all edited, and I've seen it. It's really cool. It's cool to see. I haven't performed with another band, so, you know, it's cool to be playing with Brandon, Derek, the drummer from Bleeding Through, and a good friend of mine, Kevin, is playing bass. So it was fun to watch, and it'll be cool to get that out on the air.
And we're looking forward to seeing it. Now, there's another track on the album, A Nightmare, that has this really killer spoken word section. Now, did that come about just on a lark, or were you guys planning on that?
I think it was just kind of something different. You know, back in the early days of Atreyu, I really liked to do that sort of thing, and I realized that, you know, we didn't do it at all in this record, and I like doing that sort of stuff and layering some sort of talking vocals over and over again, so I just, it came to me, and I wrote freeform that part, and then I changed like one or two things and just ran with it.
Now, it came together beautifully. Now, Alex, what kind of feedback have you received on I Am War from Atreyu fans?
Mostly, you know, it's been positive. The Atreyu fan base is really, really cool. They've supported us through thick and thin for over a decade. You know, it seems crazy to think of it like that. So, you know, 90% positive. I've got to say that I Am War wasn't meant with the intention of getting everybody who liked Atreyu to like it. That's impossible just because of the dynamic and how the music sounds. Like, this is no Lead Cells Paper Anchor. There's no singing melody from either of us. you know, there's no singing melody. It's just about aggression and just about jamming.
That sums it up beautifully. I mean, you guys get in, get it done, and get out. And I mean, you've left us wanting more because there's, you know, each song is so compact. Now, does I Am War have anything on the cutting room floor that you're thinking may be ready for a sequel album somewhere down the road?
I think that, you know, it was such an easy writing process for the two of us that the stuff that didn't make the cut shouldn't make the cut, and we'll have no problem writing some new ones when that time comes.
You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a three-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9, and worldwide online at rock947.com. Our interview with Alex Farkatsas of Atreyu and I Am War continues. Now, Alex, you've been a touring musician for over a decade. What is your favorite road story that you can tell without attracting the attention of law enforcement?
You know, we've done and seen so many cool things and been a part of so much musically, but one of the most interesting and rewarding and life-changing experiences that the band has afforded me was we visited a veterans hospital for guys our age in Florida who had been wounded in combat in either Iraq or Afghanistan or overseas. And going to see them and how they're just dudes like us that like the same music that we like and just chose a different road in life, that really was something. And that we could inspire one of those dudes who inspire us and they give us our freedom, that to me was one of the most amazing things. I know that, I don't know if that, like, that's as crazy as like when we drank Cristal on top of the Palms Hotel and shot fireworks off, but that to me was the best one.
Now, Alex, does I Am War have any tour plans? We looked at your website, and there's no dates on there right now. Is that about to change?
Right now, you know, Brandon and I are both full-time running and owning. It's ironic, we both own and run our own gyms in Southern California here. We don't exactly have the luxury of being able to tour anymore. We're getting older, so the touring is few and far between, but it's not to say one day it won't happen. We're just looking to play random shows, as I like to call it. We're looking to book something in Southern California within the next few months, and then maybe something around about here and there, but it's going to be very sporadic and limited. I learned from Atreyu and the saturation that came with it, but that's not always a good thing.
Gotcha. You got to leave them wanting more. You got to make them hungry for it.
It is the truest thing in music. Always leave them wanting more.
Now, this dovetails rather nicely into my next question. Now, you and your bandmate Brandon, you guys own gyms. You're a pretty physically fit guy yourself. Now, with that being said, everybody's got a weakness, Alex. What's the one junk food that you can't resist no matter what?
The one junk food that I can't resist no matter what. Okay, well, there would be two. One would be, and this is in moderation now as I've got older, but beer. I really enjoy a good beer. So that's pretty hard to resist. And in moderation, you know, I'm working out several hours a day, and it doesn't really get to me too much. Provides me with a little extra calories and a little relaxation at the end of a long day. But, hey, I'm not trying to push beer to anybody. I would say either beer or just plain, like, normal, really good ice cream, like a good vanilla or a mint chocolate chip, nothing too crazy. That's real hard.
Ooh, we got more willpower than I do, man. Well, you see, we do our show from the state of Wisconsin, so there's beer and dairy products everywhere. Now, don't let that scare you off. We'd love to have I Am War up here, but I'm going to warn you right now, you might find a lot of temptation.
Hey, I'm down with beer and cheese curds. I've got no problem.
Sweet, brother, sweet. Now, Alex, you guys actually had a meme contest on the I Am War Facebook page, and the winner was the Irma Gerd girl. What's your favorite internet meme?
Because I run a gym and stuff like that, it's a picture of a stick figure talking to a client or a person during a burpee, and it says, because no one's ever said, I like doing burpees. If you're a dorky guy who hangs out in a gym 8-plus hours a day, you think jokes about burpees are funny. I apologize.
Gotcha. Okay. Next question. When is the last time you watched The NeverEnding Story in its entirety?
You know, I'm going to out myself here a little bit. I have not since I was in Atreyu. No, that's been over 10 years. I have not watched NeverEnding Story. It was pre-Atreyu that I watched that movie. So we're talking a decade plus here. And in its entirety, it has to be a decade plus.
That's probably one of the most shocking things we've ever revealed on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Thanks for sharing that with us, man.
No problem.
over the years, Alex, you've been asked a lot of stupid questions by a lot of stupid DJs, this stupid DJ included. Is there a question that you wish someone would ask you in an interview, but no one ever seems to?
Oh, man, that question would probably be the question. Is that too much of a mind F?
Is your mind not blown? I think we just did Inception here, brother.
I think you did. I think you planted that in my head and subliminally made me say it back.
And then Brandon is going to have a dream wherein he ends up in this dream, and then he has to find a way to answer the question while all of a sudden figuring out how to do a burpee. So, yeah, it's it's like this never-ending spiral, man. My God.
We almost tied it back in there with never-ending story.
All right, this is all getting way too trippy for me, man.
Now, obviously, I'm pretty high on cold medicine. We should probably wrap this up. That is Alex Markatsis of I Am War and Atreyu. You can like I Am War on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, check out their official website, iamwarmusic.com, and pick up their debut album, Outlive You All. It's in stores and online now. Alex, thank you so much for being a part of Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
Hey, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be part of the nightmare.
And thank you for listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7 and 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, and worldwide online at rock947.com. You can find more 13 Questions interviews in the podcast section at rock947.com. Next time you're on Facebook, like Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. You can follow me on Twitter. It's @TerryRock947. Thanks for listening.